Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio of the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Super Tinny, 21 pounds. I'm not a typical arrogant American on prescribed medicine. I'm sick as I ever been. Rolling out of the dealership in the McLaren. These rappers is Peter Pan, I'm Pan-African. Space Invader blacking them. Mixing Alexander McQueen with Hayter Ackerman. Real rapture in the form of a living man. I don't give a damn, not a mortal can test me. See, I don't get a damn. I'm a high priest and a wild beast. Once warrior, now chief. The mouthpiece of the foul east. And I'm a rock'em sock'em robot hop. I drop bombs, any flow I got. Come at you like .com, you should know I'm not. For the run of the mill drill, I'm still trill. The flame thrower, the real deal. I don't go aside with your oddness, your highness. It's with a pantheon of the gods, as I promise. I know for being brutally honest. If lyricism is fairer true to you, then rewind this. I'm a killer, but it ain't about to be with kindness. I believe the industry about to see a conquest. Changing of the mindset, money just a concept. Never been an object, even when my mother was living up in the project. Now my rating is high than young Richard Pryor yet. Still speaking my mind, just in a different dialect.
It takes two to make anthropology, the student and the studied. That being the case, it is time for the study to examine the student and to evaluate its own
self. I've seen it all, I had it all, and I ain't mad at all. This rapper talks, gravitas like a cannonball. Staying up all night, throwing my sleep pattern off. I need a doctor on call, a Keith Adderall. Position of my commission is trilateral. You fucking with me, you tripping for trying that at all. I mess around, make a call, get the gat involved. I know people, it's a small world after all. My credit card say it's all world at the mall. My broad looking like the Cinderella at the ball. Reborn every January like a Capricorn. From downtown, no Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. It's yours truly, I'm Paul Mooney, I'm George Clooney. I'm fully immersed in the craft, bringing awards to me. The bass player said he gon' sue me. I gave a finger to him, the Lord gave a round of applause to me. My soul winning, I've been gon' tenant. Cold sentence, scroll penning, nigga gone till it's no limit. The vision came to me so vivid. My observation wasn't money for the taking, I'ma go and get it. Y'all know my everyday lay no costume. I murk rappers and they can't play no possum. Another studio, but it's the same old outcome. I told my nigga fall vicious, baby, we got one. Listen.
Scholarship and free dedicated artists would reveal a singularly important thing. Racism was and is not only a mark of ignorance, yeah. It was and is a monumental fraud.
Swear that they upon it, know they in the fold. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. And tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Seeing is believing for whoever need a reason to. Grail looking holy, or the crown is looking feasible. Hands come together for whatever, I can feed a few. Rap and turn water to Moscato for a freak or two. Came up out the Nike box, thinking I just need a coupe. Got it overnight, and overnight my believers grew. Money took us everywhere, they told us that it wouldn't. Tell them holding what they couldn't, and they tracking where I'm leading you. Leader of the new school, built up in the old. So when you geeking off the new school, I give them what they throw. And I suppose when I mention that it get to what I be about. How I used to shoot out a text and bring a Jeter out. Facts or however it go when you throwing hashtags. Act like you fit in the fold or get your gas mask. Hands on the lever, the will or the word. Either way you see them faithful when I peels off the curb. Oh hell, hey upon it, know they in the fold. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. And tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you
The second coming, the dumbing is humming through your monitor. Mama named me Torrey Carl, never no Monica. Take my verses personal with Monica. Gave you life for a week, thought it was Hanukkah. Blue Yankee, my yarmulke. Known to ride the rhythm like a Yamaha. Willie with your bitty, pop the clutch and then I'm popping her. Told you she a rider, huh? That just means she riding us. Metro car through the box, run the train, she riding bus. Who won to collide with us? It's obviously obvious. The North won the Civil War. It's better to side with us. I'm fatting and whitehead. It ain't no stopping us. On the freeway with the Mac, that state propping us. It's bleak. If I jig and dash, it ain't no rocking us. Ready to die, sky's the limit. That big popping us. Poetic justice got me the juice, and that's that pocking us. Make you a believer, then legitimates a lot with us. Talk to them.
Swear that they upon it. Know they in the fold. Tell them to believe. They with it from the go. Talking what it be. Know they in the fold. And tell them to believe. They with it from the go. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Swear that they upon it, know they in the fold. Tell them to believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. And tell them to believe, they with it from the go. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though.
Giada, I ate up, living legends duh, talk to us.
Renaissance man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable that speak from my mouth, and no doubt we rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician. I'll be curing impure MCs, plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin, sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance, rap, Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would hone my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spill. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from was me and the North. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I slipped the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned in the sign to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make a cultist move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance, rap. It's the Renaissance. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap. It's Renaissance. Rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, 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 Renaissance.
You're listening to Renaissance Poetry. This is your host, the Renaissance poet, Keith Eric. I want to get started today. Right off the bat, you know, we had some losses coming into this week, me personally and some of us in poetry. A childhood friend of mine, John Bradford, passed away. We celebrated his life the past weekend. So, you know, I want to put a drink up in the air for him, take a little sip. He was a good brother, straight up. Knew him since I was 5 years old. Then I want to talk about a brother named Sly. This is one of the first poets that I ran into when I came into the poetry world. I did not know that he passed away in January, from what I understand. This is a blow to everybody in poetry who happened to know this man. He was an excellent poet. He was an even better human being. He was very humble. He came right to me as a brand new poet, lifted me up, told me what he thought about me as a dope person, all these things. This brother was amazing. It definitely hurt my heart to find out that this man passed away, so I want to definitely put one up in the air for him, take a sip as well. Brother named Sly. We're going to miss you, brother. Now, I want to put it out there real quick because my cohort, the Hurricane, is a bit under the weather. She has been tearing up Facebook while she's been under the weather. And I mean, she has the sinuses that is kicking her entire ass. But you wouldn't even know it by the way she's been posting and showing love to the show. So I just want to shout her out. Hopefully she can get some rest, lay it down somewhere, because I know how sinuses can really tear you apart. We got my sister Taraji, taking care of the event page, who was also my event page hostess when I had Poetic Simulation. She's no stranger to it. We just want to get her on the mic at some point, ma'am. But it's all good. I'm not going to force you to get on the mic, but I'm going to call you out because you dope. You know, you need to get back to the mic. So, now that I got all of that out of the way, let's talk about Renaissance Poetry. If you're unfamiliar with this show, what we do is bring our best shit. And again, it's not about you impressing anybody. This is not the best shit for me. It's your best shit, your best energy. We want all of that. We want you to come to the mic and give us all that love because we're going to receive it and we're going to give it back to you. Reciprocation is very important to this show. Ironing, sharpening iron, all of that good stuff. So with that being said, if you want to spit, you want to press 1 to get on the mic. When you hear it say that you're in queue, you know you made it. If not, keep pressing 1 till you hear it. If you don't know the number and you're listening on the computer, you want to call in to 319-527-6300 and then press 1 if you want to spit. Now, I want to go to the first caller. Here we have 240 on the mic. Are you muted?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Cool. Good evening, brother. How you doing, man? I'm doing sorry for you.
Hey, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Our loss, you poet.
I had to go ahead and shout that out, man. I didn't realize that, you know, he had passed away. So definitely need to shout my brother out at the very least.
Oh yeah, man. So how's it going, man? You know, are you sad to hear about my sister Kim brother with the hay fever? I know it's affecting a lot of people like that. You good, man?
Hey, I'm lucky enough to say that it doesn't really touch me that tough, you know, here in Texas.
Yeah.
It made me break out when I was in Washington State. You know, it was the only time I really had a real allergy-type reaction or something. But outside of that, man, I've been pretty good. I can't complain at all. So I'm happy to be here tonight and be able to enjoy poetry. Actually, one love to Kim. I know she definitely misses the show. She's going to try to get some sleep, so hopefully she's not really listening. Lay ass down. But, yeah, man, how you been feeling?
I've been good, man. You know, I had my days, but yeah, it's been good, man. All in all, it's been good.
All right. I just want to shout this out real quick as well. So anybody, if you saw me post Uncle Nearest, and you don't know who Uncle Nearest is, I'm going to have to tell you. So if you know Jack Daniels, Jack Daniels was an individual who was able to make his profit on producing a whiskey that was originally created by a slave named Ernest Green. So over all the years, Jack Daniels has been getting paid off of this particular formula. Well, his family, the slave's family per se, has been able to craft this particular formula for themselves. I'm not exactly sure the particulars of what they did with Jack Daniels in order to do it, but this is the formula that Uncle Nearest first produced that he is putting out now. So this is a black whiskey, people. You know I had to get it. You know I had to try it out. I'm telling you, it's dope. I fucking love it. But yeah, man.
All right.
I know you came with some poetry, bro. You know?
Yeah.
They're not, no, I'm not getting paid for it, people, and I ain't getting paid. Uncle Nearest ain't cheap. They don't need my, I'm telling you, they don't need me. Uncle Nearest is not cheap.
Yeah, well, Uncle Nearest about to have a new customer, man, because yeah, you sold me on that. So, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. You need to try them out, bro. My first taste of it, I was like, whoo. Yeah, dry. Right. So I didn't put any ice in it at first. I just tried it straight up dry, man. It's not a game.
Well, absolutely. That's the only way. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and get into it, man. They got that call.
Already.
There's no title, but here we go. I remember my first trip to a planetarium. I have a lot of memories, and I don't mind sharing them. It's the scary ones that seldom come to light. Parallel lives intertwined, dreams of where the bodies lie. Bottles of lie and the phone rings. I can't talk with a tub of, full of dead things. Hello, oh, hey, baby, let me hit you back. I just awakened from a dream I had. It was bad and so vivid. I'm sweating so hard, I'll call you back in an hour. Meanwhile, this sour's getting sour. Punch it cold and dank like a dungeon. If it wasn't for this lie, I'd be looking for a plot to bury them. Bone calcium. The bones, that bone, I get so hung up on those bones. Let me atone for my sins. Back to the planetarium, where stars rub elbows with men. Man, I'm not crazy. I just make these scenarios for those less imagination. I can't see me living life in an aquarium-like situation. Something is in it, retrograde. Me, I just make amends meant to get away with it, from it. The Iceman cometh, turning faints into strumpets. Jupiter wants his rings back to watch you groove in some slingbacks. Slide on a mule and lean back, lean back. Seems like I'm searching for that perfect star. In the wake, I've left many a permanent scar. Venus and Mars, I see y'all. Pluto left, and I believe in Halcyon. I'm just laying the groundwork in case I get caught. You know, paper trails, records of when I wasn't doing so well. It comes as no surprise, the vapor trails in the sky, the Milky Way, the Silky Way. Maybe it's the way a garter stays. Betty Boop was the shit, but I digress in the gutter space. Acid crushed you. Let me ask you, was it intense? Was it defense? I've been through solid doors. I've seen who you holler for. If I had a dollar for all the doors I've dreamt of, I'll still prefer to watch the stars give birth. It's a girl with girth. Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time. I'm trying to come up with my third line. I remember my first time at a planetarium. I have a lot of memories, and I don't mind sharing them. It's the scary ones that seldom come to light. Moral fiber flight. I've been slipping in the darkness, wondering where my heart is, wondering if this artist just fills a void. I get so annoyed with non-spatial things. I toss and turn with fatal dreams. Black skies in spring as tiny light flicker. Turn myself in with nary a whisper. Nothing sticks but the stars I've seen. Ain't no way you can pin that on me. Subjugation in a lawless nation, all the hatred we've been facing. Hell yes, I get lost in the stars. Some get lost in the bars with a Z. Some get lost in bars never free. Some just get lost. Look at me. In peace.
I'm just going to have to go back to the last stanza right quick. Just the last, like, four lines for me, bro. If you could just go and do that for me.
Hell yes, I get lost in the stars. Some get lost in the bars with the Z. Some get lost in bars never free. Some just get lost. Look at me.
Damn. You got a whole lot of profound lines there, remember? That was definitely called me at the end. You know, you're talking about stars rubbing elbows with men. Something's in retrograde. Jupiter wants his ring back. Slid on a mule and you lean back. I mean, I see what you're doing with the lies and shit, man. Acid Crush, let me ask you, was it intense? Watch the stars give birth, Mother Earth, pregnant for the third time. I'm trying to come up with my third line. Yeah, I see you, man. You always got, you know, some bars with your education. You know, you're trying to tell us something, man. I've always appreciated your ability to get your point across, man, but still keep it entertaining. Definitely enjoy your pen, man. So I appreciate you coming through and showing love to the show.
Oh, I appreciate the platform, brother, and thanks for having me, man. You know, and shout out to everybody's coming.
Already. And for everybody who's listening, I know Taraji probably already got you on the event page, but let everybody know who you were listening to tonight.
To the Verbal Mind Dancer. How y'all doing?
Already. Joe the Verbal on the mic, man. Once again, I appreciate you coming through, man. Hope to see you next show.
Oh, absolutely, man. Look forward to it.
Already. Peace out, man.
Peace.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 267 on the mic.
Hey, I'm doing, Keith. La Perla Negra.
Right, I'm great. La Perla Negra, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. You know, we still here doing what we do. Appreciate you coming through
absolutely
to the show. Have fun on your show last Wednesday.
Yeah,
to come through and
up.
Spit a little something, so yeah.
And I appreciate that. I really, really do. I appreciate that. Anybody comes through, show some love. You know, Renaissance Poetry is one of my shows that I really like to call into.
No, I appreciate that. It's the energy is here. It remains, and it's been steady. This is my 17th show. And it's been a ride, you know. I've enjoyed every show. It seems to keep getting better. So, yeah, I appreciate you continuing to call through and support.
You know, before I get into my piece, I want to send out my condolences to Craig Grant. I was a fan of his as far as him being an actor. I didn't really... When he put that piece on there I forget the guy that he played Prisoner Sadiq or Farik or whatever it was, I was feeling it slow then, but I didn't know he was an actual poet because I didn't really follow him. But I checked out some of his,
you know what,
poetry.
I read about that recently as well. Yeah, thank you for saying that. Ed, as a matter of fact, was talking about, I remember reading his post, Ed Mabry, and he was talking about him as a poet and how they had bonded and what type of poet he was to him on the slam circuit. So, yeah, definitely we lost a star in him as well. He became an actor on top of being a very dope spoken word poet. So, absolutely.
Oh, I checked out some of his pieces last night after I got the news, and wow, I was totally enthralled in his style, his flow, and everything. You know,
yes, he was really very prolific.
Yes, he was. And he kept your attention, definitely. So that's pretty much it.
He inspired a lot of really dope spoken word poets that came after him. So he definitely was a titan in the game.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to check out some more of his work and stuff. Cause I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to tell me about
it. So before you get into your piece,
it
got me taking several sips over here. But before you get into your piece, you know, I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. It is said that what's understood doesn't need to be spoken. Wow, that's not the case for me this time. I thought I made myself clear to him when I told him that I was starting to fall. I said, tell me you can't see our bodies intertwined when you close your eyes and I cross your mind. And I'll know you don't want this because your desire doesn't exist for me. Tell me our nights together, you don't feel my moans of pleasure carried on waves of ecstasy. And I will leave because I've been the only one in love in a relationship too many times before. So there's only so much of my energy I'll allow to escape and give away to what doesn't exist. But please tell me now, while I still have some hold on my heart. Only, I don't think he heard me, because even though he knew that I was afraid of the dark, he still took my heart and left anyway. And now I'm frozen, afraid to move forward, not knowing if my next step will be a stumble of another fall into more broken and shattered or into light. Because now that he's gone, I can't gather parts of me. These hallucinations prompting me to navigate the realm of indecision. Then my own thoughts of false understanding, trying to capture a straight thought for something in the truth to make sense to me. But I can't think straight. I'm so confused. Every morning I wait for the sun's rays to peek through and warm my heart. But I'm still in the dark, hoping to discover some avenue of where my moments of contentment in us laid themselves to rest. Not to interject pious thoughts, but sincere. Make it make sense, these echoes of recrimination that made us disappear. Did you mute yourself?
All right, so I just got kicked off my own show and had to call right back.
Oh, wow.
I tell you, the Blog Talk lady is something else, boy. She don't.
Yeah,
but
we're
going to keep it moving because I'm not a punk. You're not going to punk me. But yeah, so let's go to the piece.
I know that's right.
All right, so listen to the piece.
I don't know whether my call dropped.
Yeah, you know, you can't always rely on Blog Talk for giving you something.
Okay.
You're saying that, you know, it needs to be spoken that, you know, you were caring for this man, you know. Tell me you can't see our bodies intertwined when you close your eyes. Mm-hmm. You said, you know, I don't think he heard me. He still took my heart and left anyway. You know, this piece, even though, you know, you were being very poetic, is something that people live obviously all the time. People aren't honest about what they really want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to keep that premise so they can get what they want, they would rather deceive. I'm definitely a proponent of telling the truth. I'm a proponent of being honest about where you are in this life and give a woman or a man the choice and the decision or the ability to make the decision they want to make based on the information they've been given. But it's unfortunate. I mean, people are very selfish about these types of things. But Without that, we wouldn't have these types of poems. So I thank you for, you know, being able to come through and spit it. And I always appreciate you showing love to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So before you roll out, is there anything you want to say about your show? You want to post it on the, you know, vent page, anything like that?
Okay. Saturday night, I host Poetic Therapy with Stan and Man Phillips, and that is always open mic. Monday night, I co-host with For Real the Poet, essentially Janice, and Poetic, and that is the Neo Soul Cafe. Wednesday night is my show I host with my diva, Ms. VIP, and that is the Love Zone. Now, we don't have a topic right now. It's up in the air, but I'm sure y'all will enjoy the show anyway. So y'all come on, get caught up in the Love Zone. And that's it right there.
Alrighty. So, yeah, if you want to post any of that on the event page, please feel free. And once again, I appreciate you coming through the show.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That was La Pearl La Negra. Coming through with her piece. We'll go to the next caller. We have 323 on the mic.
Yo, Keith, my man, what's good, B? This is Sincere.
Man, I'm chilling, man.
Man,
how you doing,
bro?
Brother?
Oh, you, you know, I couldn't wait, man. I couldn't wait. Everything's
I like
wonderful,
that excitement,
man. I'm all good.
I appreciate that excitement.
No, I've been through a lot. You know, a lot of things was happening good for me, you know, positive. So, again, became a book editor, a freelancer, you know, got my certification as a freelancer, and I got my my book publishing certification, so I'm a full-fledged book publishing company. So I'm just excited, man. Then your show came on, and I was just excited. Couldn't wait.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I'm glad to hear that. You want to post any of that on the page, man? Again, feel free to do so.
I'll do that, no doubt. As soon as everything's finished, and I'll post it. But you know, as you know, I dropped a little piece on let the drive by begin out from the West Coast. I forgot the piece I dropped earlier today, but this piece is called Poetry Academics.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, I saw that piece, man. I see. So you've been ready. You've been ready.
Yeah,
you coming
ready.
Through with that same energy. Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, man, the gun's loaded, man.
That same energy.
Yeah, same. You already. You know how we do on the West Coast? I got to keep – I'm supporting you, my brother, on the West Coast.
Yeah, absolutely. I ain't even mad at that. I appreciate the support. So, you know, since you lock and loaded, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let you do your thing, man. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Poetry Academics. Who are you to certify if my scribe – through literature, extension could be more or less substandard below elementary reading levels. From each index, we grade our course of speaking through my pen or your pen. Critique my free pen as if we cut off the same cloth. Pattern, freedom, design, ride, arise. As treason is an inch off central control, our usage of a Kelly might be defined in which area of town we dwell in. Due towards human interchange, speakers speak different words by meaning of nouns. Let's prophesy, as our poetry isn't safe to die a slow Twitter feed. Compromise with me as I walk a long time, as withstanding pressure situations. Depends on how much oxygen we intake, you intake, I intake from our CO2 outbreak. Bread is bread. In twilight to how we make our sandwiches. So too our academic approach towards penning poetry, septic outsource. You are now aware poetic justice by standing under earth, an oath is graded on how well you make a story stay in tune with the drumline. Each surge outlines who we are going to be remembered as such through tough terrain, be it objective or subjective or conjunction. Poetry Academic, Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
You just going to come through just spitting educational game to the people out here. All right. That's why you was ready. That's why you was ready. You was ready to teach. You got that teaching spirit on you right now, brother. Amen, Walls. You got that teaching spirit on you. I ain't even mad,
sir,
brother.
Who are you to judge of what I write? Who are you? I didn't know you was the headmaster
Absolutely.
Of the education system of poetry, peptic,
Yeah, go see, I didn't even have to call the line out. She was already ready. I didn't even have to call the line out. You just go straight to it, all right? You already know the routine. All right, man.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
Indeed. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming through and continuing to show love again to the show. I love the enthusiasm, man. It's definitely, you know, revving everybody. It's revving me up. Got me excited, man. I'm ready to spit my own piece, but I'm going to wait. Wait to host spit while I do my thing. But, yeah, again, man, I appreciate you coming through. I hope that you have enjoyed the show so far. I hope you continue to enjoy the show.
I love the show. Man, La Prola Negra, salute. Absolutely. I love everybody before me. Blessings to those before me and after me. I'm here, man. I love what you do. Keep going. And I'll be here not next Friday, but the following Friday. I'm here. I'm doing what I'm going to do.
All right. All right. Appreciate you, brother.
One love, one mic.
Indeed. That's the brother Sincere, Ed McKinney, coming through. Spit for us, we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 267 on the mic.
You? It's Mr. 668. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm
Mr.
Early.
Hilton, MC Hilton in the building for the people who don't know who 668 is because, you know, he don't put that on his Facebook where everybody can see it. Yeah. How you feeling,
I'm early.
You early today, man. Clowning too. How you gonna say that woman? How you gonna say that woman look like a piece of shit, man?
Well,
she grooving, man. You think she like a piece of shit, dog?
No. Trust me. House is life. She was there. She was grooving. That's for sure. But you know the brown coat and everything. That was the first thing. You know, sometimes I see things. You know, I just see too much.
Yeah, you saw
sometimes.
What you saw. You saw.
So,
instead of somebody
you know,
sliding down dancing, you saw somebody slide in a different way, didn't you?
Nah,
you saw porcelain
you know,
and shit. That's
grooving,
what you saw.
But... yeah.
Cold-blooded. Right, I was like, my man here going to come through and say she like shit. But yeah.
All right, I'm going to do this piece, and I'm going to get on out y'all here.
All righty. Let me press mute. Mic is yours.
You can catch me skywalking across galaxies, been chasing these energies for centuries, falling in and out of rabbit holes long before Newton's theory of gravity. Got my duality stuck between parentheses, between these metaphors and analogies, fell asleep with sin and woke up a simile when I heard Saul say to Van Gogh this vanity, so the propensity to write became more than a novelty. More like an incessant necessity, like the brevity of my life expectancy is solely based on these insanities. So I invest my thoughts like commodities, like a mind full of anthologies, and I can see clearly now the what is, the what will soon be, no more Princes, no more Luthers, no more Tina Marie's, the dismantling of hip-hop, the effacing of real rappers, the extinction of masters of ceremony. Future generations will know nothing but field slaves, house niggas, and remixed legacies. And this may be hard for some to believe, but the red and blue pill is just a fallacy of a dry-ass reality. Got white supremacists checking their pedigree. I mean, what the fuck you expect from a country that serves you cancer to study the pathology, up the cases to dictate the pharmacology, walkathons, pink bowls, and sympathies? Fantasy. Greed plus wealth minus the morality equals the barbarity. Just TV and watch the prophets profit off the prophecies, then ask yourself, is it really prophecies that the prophet sees? And meanwhile, rapists in the diocese like apostles and brothel scenes, Trump in the White House acting like a bitch and a drama queen, a demagogue trying to be a demagogue with a Twitter feed. Meanwhile, the monopolies write the tragedies, the government stage the catastrophes, Twin Towers, border kidnappings, and flu vaccines, smokescreen the treachery to erode your mental ecology. Hold on, I just lost my damn place. Smokescreen the treacheries to erode your mental ecology, and they wonder how we came to embody these hostilities, a trophy case filled with centuries of Pyrrhic victories, civil rights, civil wrongs, the contradictories got us all up in these reveries, steady dying while waiting on these reciprocities, while another midnight vote to repackage and market these inequalities just so we do not pass go, do not collect 200, go straight to jail for the complexion of our ideologies just to be cannibalized with a nice Chianti. Some fava beans.
Man, now you know you cold-blooded with the metaphors when your own metaphors whip your ass and make you have to go back and find them shits. That's what, you know, your metaphors is cold damn blooded. It was twice I wanted you like to go back because the last stanza was fucking ridiculous because you're going to bring my man in there. You know, he's one of my. That's one of my favorite movies. You know, that line is just it's ridiculous.
Oh,
yeah, Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter. You hit me with the Hannibal Lecter line at the end there. That's my boy. But I like that shit. But man, I got to figure which one I need you to repeat for me. So the one where you had the prophets and prophecies. That whole the playing in the words. That stands as dope as fuck. So if you can get that one back to me, try not to let it kick your ass because, you know, your own words is whipping on you right now because you're that dope. But if you can go back for me and grab me the prophecies. Okay.
Now, you know what? I'm reading it off of Facebook, and a message popped up right when I got to that line.
Oh, man, I hate that shit.
A message popped up in front of it.
That's how it always works, right? Like, as soon as it's your turn, you get a phone call and that's something.
Right.
You feel up.
So, all right. Greed, okay. Walkathons, pink bows and sympathies, fantasy. Greed plus wealth minus morality equals barbarity. Just turn on the TV and watch the prophets profit off the prophecies and ask yourself, is it really prophecy that the prophet sees?
Is it really prophecies that the prophets see? Boy, that's some, I'm telling you, the wordplay is ridiculous, man. I definitely dig your pen, as always, man. That's some cold-blooded shit.
I appreciate it.
But, of course, let's get down to what you're really saying, though. Yeah, you got metaphors, but you spitting some science, especially about what's going on in the black community, especially about what's going on with black people in prison, especially what's going on with how the government is taking advantage. Like, you say some real shit in your piece as well. So
right.
I love that type of poetry, man.
I appreciate it.
Indeed, man. Thanks for coming through and spitting that hot shit, man. Is there anything that you want to say that you got going on or post on the event page?
Nah, nothing at this time.
All right, bud. Well, again, I appreciate you coming through. Hopefully you'll come through the next show, man, and hope you can continue to enjoy this particular show tonight.
Will do. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Already. Mr. 668 coming through, destroying the metaphor game here. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 540.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Mimi. I just wanted clarify, the poet that La Negra was talking about is a poet by the name of Craig Grant. He went by the stage name of Mum's Schemer. He was a very prominent New York poet, New Eurekan poet, so dope. So if anybody hadn't heard of him, Mum's Schemer, definitely look him up and study that brother's style. He was amazing, and he was also an amazing actor, had done many shows. It was very funny because I had just recently seen him on a show I like called Bull and didn't even realize it was him until he passed me, and I thought back, and I was like, oh, that was him. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw his name out there.
Wow.
I put it on the event page, too, but I just wanted
I appreciate that. I didn't get a chance to go in there and correct it. And put it on there. But, yeah, I just remembered when she said that I saw a post, I want to say maybe yesterday or the day before that, where Ed Mabry had spoke about him. But, definitely definitely one of the guys that helped a lot of spoken word poets, you know, decide that they wanted to do spoken words.
And Sly, too. Sly too. I have to show love to Sly. That one was devastating.
That was
personally devastating.
That took me.
I didn't know but I did Sly. Like, I met Sly, shared stages with Sly. That was a tough one. That was a hard one. So I really appreciate you keeping his name. That was beautiful.
Yeah, when I found out about it, I was like, wow, you know, that was my boy. Like, I didn't know. I seen him doing a lot of posting in 2020, but not so much this year. You know, but, you know, he gets quiet sometimes. So,
yep.
You know, I wasn't,
yep.
like, you know, thinking, you know, that anything had happened. You know, he gets quiet.
Exactly.
I'm similar in that way. You know, I may not post anything
yep.
for quite a period of time. So if it wasn't for me doing this show, you know, I might not be saying much on my page. But when I saw somebody that went to an old poem of his and just said, like, rest in peace, I was like, wait a minute, what? So I reached
out
to...
But I'm going to say this real quick. I need you to stop that shit. That getting quiet
What's
and
that?
Disappearing and people... Because then we don't know if something's wrong. Like when you was all COVIDed up, bruh, didn't know until you recovered. Like, I need, like, losing people...
Are you just
going... Really makes you appreciate people, feel me? So I need you to work on that getting silent shit. I need you to do...
Okay, just go
that.
Call me out. That was like... a month ago, but okay.
Just
I appreciate
just
the chastisement.
Just
the on-air chastisement, but I appreciate it. You said give the people flowers. Sometimes
thing.
You got to slap them with the flowers, but, you know, as long as they get them. As long as they get them.
Yeah,
but
I
definitely
thing,
appreciate
but
that.
It's a thing all the same, you know.
All right.
And you talked about interruptions. Like, I have DoorDash on the way, so if y'all hear me walking to the door, I'm not going to stop spitting. But if you hear me walking to the door, just keep pretending like you don't hear it.
All right, well, shit, live your life. Yeah, he might get a blessing listening to you spit. Yeah.
Right. Gotta do it. Now,
like, wait, I was spitting
the poetry
as I deliver. Okay.
As I take the food, right. This one is a little bit emotional, but I wasn't going to do it until you open the show honoring the people who've passed. And so this is a poem that kind of honors the people I've lost, but also, you know, when we lose people, we start to question a lot. And so this poem is my reflection. So whenever you're ready.
Absolutely. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Are you there, God? It's me, Melissa. I know it's been a while since we spoke, but I'm finding that this life thing ain't no joke. I think I need your help. I don't think I can do this living shit all by myself. Believe me, I tried. When so many of my loved ones died, I started to wonder if you were real. I mean, if there's really a God who loves me so much, then how could he let me feel so much pain? And not just once, but over and over and over again. See, first it was my daddy. I wasn't even two. When some cowardly bastard murdered him and you took him up there with you, so I grew up a fatherless girl with no father figure to guide me through this world before I could even really start my life. You then handed me my first strike, and they say you only get three. Seems like you had a hell of a lot more of those in store for me, because without daddy, mama was on her own. So it was too much for her. She didn't even let me be raised in the home. My grandma lovingly took her place. Because with little education, no job, and five kids on her plate, it only made sense that mama would need a helper again. Trying to handle all that and deal with the murder of her man, I completely understand. But seeing her and my siblings only on weekends, I never really felt like I fit in, and sometimes I'm still not sure I do. And in the midst of all my confusion, I kept turning to you. Are you there, God? It's me, Melissa. Back then, we spoke a whole lot more, but that didn't seem to keep death from my door. My grandma Erlene, my granddaddy Emmett, my favorite Aunt Mary, my young cousin Andre. I begged and I pleaded with you, but you just wouldn't keep death away. It just kept coming. Seemed like it had a free pass to just do what it wanted. You even let that motherfucker take my mama, and I needed her. to this day, I still do. And everybody told me to just trust in you, so I did. Didn't understand, but we know what they say. Life goes on, you just take it day by day. I kept the faith. Believed. Trusted that you would never put more on me than I could bear. Never wondered or doubted if you were really there. But then, you let death have his final victory. You let death take my niece Kiki from me. Are you there? God, it's me. Mookie, I don't understand. How can you love me but snatch the most precious thing I have from my hands? I beg you, God, beg you, please don't take her away. I'll do anything, anything, if you just let her stay, but you didn't. And every time I asked, are you there, God? I was met with silence and more death. Grandma was next. And if I'm honest, I got to admit that I've had my doubts ever since. My whole life, I've been taught to wholeheartedly believe in you without question. And oh, how I wanted to. And I know you know that's true. But I'm going to be real and tell you that lately, that's been really hard for me to do. Not just because of my own pain, but from what I see in this world. The hatred, the greed, the violence, the hurt. And sadly, it's hard to even find peace in the church. We got priests molesting children, preachers more concerned with getting money than giving your word. We got church folk quick to judge or spread some gossip they've heard. We got babies starving while pastors are rocking Armani suits. It's hard to believe that what I've always been told is true. Yet I still find myself turning to you when things get rough. And I guess that means deep down I do still believe. Maybe that's enough. Maybe I'm not the only one who sometimes has doubts. Maybe even these religious folks who seem to have it all figured out, maybe they aren't so sure sometimes. Maybe that's just our human side. I hope despite doubts and fears, despite anger and tears, despite me asking why, I hope you know who I am on the inside. And that even though it doesn't always feel like you're there, I pray that you really do care, that you're real, that there's a plan for my life, even if I'm not in on the deal. So I'm trying to keep trusting through the pain, trying to remember to call on your name, whether I'm in need or have a reason to smile. And yeah, even if it's been a little while, are you there, God? It's me, your child. And that's that piece.
Well, it's the triggers for me. It's the triggers in that entire piece for me. Shit. Oh, man, because I had like about 20 people pass in 2019.
Yeah.
It was, just. Oh, man. So, yeah. That whole
and let me say, Keith, you know, I feel you because every bit of that poem. Yeah, I promise you, every bit of that poem is true. For every name I called, every person I lost, I feel you. I have lost a lot of people in my life. So, just know I'm sending you love through that grief, brother, because it's a heavy, heavy thing to carry.
Yeah, that whole piece there just definitely got me there with, you know, everything you're talking about. There was a line that really stuck out to me because it was something that it was a part of the questioning that I was having some years back, where you were talking about babies being molested and pastors still in Armani suits, and you're still turning. I'm still turning to you. Oh man, it was a pastor down here in the Dallas area that, you know, I'd gone to his church because I was looking for a church home back then, and. I would remember pulling up and seeing all the parishioners' cars, and they were like broke down, just, you know, bad looking cars. But this church was like a palace. I go inside the church.
Yeah.
These people did not have a store selling merchandise with the church name on it. If they did not have an aquarium with sharks in it that you could walk up under, if these bastards did not have an ATM machine.
In the vestibule, right? Yes.
I was like, look here. I don't see how y'all. I don't see how y'all do it. I had to turn around. I don't see how y'all do it.
Yeah.
So of course, years later, he ended up looking like a corrupted individual. But at the time, you know, everybody was just so in love with this particular guy. It's those kinds of things, you know, that definitely stick out. Because, like I said, triggered me, you know, in your piece. But that's definitely one of those. You have that ability to touch people, you know, with your words in deep places that they can resonate with. So I definitely enjoy your pieces. And thank you again for deciding to share that piece today.
And thank you for spurring it and for having me. We really appreciate you. But I meant what I said. Stop disappearing. And even if you do, at least inbox people every now and then. I'm just saying.
You know what? I've gotten a little bit better. I'm working on it. I am.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thanks, Keith.
All right. That's Mimi on the mic, Melissa Ellis, if y'all don't know. So we are a few minutes from the break, so we'll go ahead and do the station identification. You're listening to Epiphany Radio. This is Renaissance Poetry. And we will be back after the break with host Spit. And we're going to give you a little treat from Sister Taraji, you know, before we get going. So, again, this is Renaissance Poetry. We'll be right back.
Quickly, you and I have fallen in love so many reasons.
She told me to talk my shit. She asked me, what that mouth do? I said, it's an action that speaks louder than words. My mouth is a verb that can't grin and bear it, that can barely hear her screams, that can barely feel her nails in my skin like bee stings on bear fur as he climbs a tree for that honey, totally insatiable. I'm not Mr. T, but I pity the fool, because I'll put my whole face in a honey jar like I'm Winnie the Pooh. Damn, they get my head stuck. This ain't a bedtime story for kids. I didn't come here to kid, so I'm not kidding when I said these tongue flicks will have your clit doing my bidding. And I don't really give a shit who was the last to hit, who complained about how wet it does or doesn't get. I don't care about the argument if your squirt is 110% pissed because if you're coming while you're doing it, you might not even notice my dread slapping your thighs from side to side before she gets sweat. I call it my Mogwai pie, because once she gets dressed, She grips like she's got a gremlin inside, but I'm never worried about her getting out of line, because I assure you, my tongue bitch slaps clits. And for those insisting that squirting might be foul, well, shit, it all washes off with a towel. What that mouth do? French kiss both sets of lips, and even if French isn't the language I speak in tongue to you, speak in tongues, bury yourself deep in you like voodoo, till you scream, goony goo goo. Now you know why Eddie Murphy's aunt used to say that. Might as well call this tongue in vogue, because I'm going to give you something you can feel. I know it feels like my tongue is being directed by Jordan Peele, because it's us. And the sensation is twice as much, like a threesome in two faces, peeling away layers till your cum spills from two places. And I have you trying to peel this key away from me, but I keep turning it and making you pronounce names incorrectly, like Aaron. What's that mouth do? A mild manner till it hops in the phone booth, but instead of Superman, what comes out is an angry Bruce Banner. As a matter of fact, there is no tact, just clothes ripped and torn, souls ripped and torn, snatched, fingers snapped like Thanos. My tongue is an artist, a gymnast, a contortionist, anointed. Might feel like I tattooed my name on your clit in Arabic, refreshing like the Lazarus. Your come to me is like gifts of worship. It's death, the sacrifice Shakespeare describes as my tongue transcribes the masterpiece of your orgasm on these sheets. Renaissance. And we're back. This is Renaissance Poetry. And since I don't have a hurricane, what I'm going to do, I got my sister Taraji in the building, but she got a track for me, so we're going to go straight into her track. So y'all check her out. This is Taraji. This is called Black Like.
I be black, telling my war story. Black like life matters, black like life matters.
Divinity.
I be black, telling my war story. Black like life matters, black like life matters.
Divinity.
I be black like the ground I've been walking on. My cracks and my potholes telling my war story. No one cares, all they do is stare while I'm sitting here trying to make a dollar out of 99 cents. All this negativity just makes no sense. Even though I'm broken, life still treads on my back and leans on my shoulders.
Divinity.
So I have to remain strong because my fight is black. Black like fist in the air, black like corn-rolled hair and granny's hot water.
Divinity.
Cornbread. I be black, telling my war story. Black, telling my war story. Black like life matters, black like life matters.
Divinity.
I be black, telling my war story. Black, telling my war story. Black like life matters, black like life matters.
Divinity.
I'm black like the cosmos from which I was derived, made in God's heavenly image. Black like the melanin that flows through my blood. Black like
Divinity.
I be black like life matters. I be black like life matters. From January to December, more than just February to remember. Black like them berries, my juice is so sweet. Black like them African drum beats. I be black like four young girls bombed in a church in Alabama. I be black like Megha, Martin, Malcolm, Mahalia, Maya, and Mandela. I be black like that diamond so beautiful and rough. Black like raw.
Divinity.
A black gold crown made just for me. Black like riots, marches, sit-ins, boycotts. Black like Rosa Parks.
Divinity.
Sitting in that front of the bus for her feet to rest. Black life, black life, black rights, black life, black night.
Divinity.
I be black like I fade.
Divinity.
Black. I be black, telling my war story.
Black like life matters. Black like life matters.
Divinity.
I be black, I be black, I be black, telling my war story. Black, telling my war story. Black like life matters. Black like life matters.
Divinity.
Now look here, Sister Taraji, while you try to deflect on me on the page, I'm going to need you to come and grab this mic pretty soon, right? That right there is fly, black like Malcolm. Look, all those lines that you dropped in that piece, I'm telling you, you got to realize and remember how dope you are. I can't wait for you to come through with some more poetry. That being said, you know, I don't want to, you know, keep harping on that. You already know how I feel. So I'm going to go to the next caller here. We got 661. Thank you for patiently waiting. 661 is in the building.
Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. What's good with you, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Joe boy? What's happening, man? Been a minute.
it was 2 weeks
ago. You know I got to fuck with you, call you Joe boy, man. You my boy, man. I got to fuck with you.
I know you do. I know with you, brother. So it's good with you. Yeah, I see the picture on the event page trying to pretend like you're drinking alcohol, knowing damn well you're drinking that apple juice, brother. So, hey.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to pour a whole thing of apple juice in Uncle Nearest's bottle. I'm going to spend $48, $50 just so I can pour some apple juice in it. You're right. You're right.
You stupid. Yeah, a lot of money, brother. But real quickly. You funny. Real quickly, my brother. Yeah, I just want to say, yeah, I had the great opportunity to meet Mums the Schemer. He was in L.A. a while back, and he was a really, really friendly, really good brother. And yeah, he definitely paved the way. One of the poets who paved the way, for slamming or poetry in general. You know, yeah, he definitely was one of those pioneers in the 90s. You know, I remember and one of the reasons why I watched Oz every when it was on. You know, that was my favorite show, mainly because of Mum,
right.
You know, doing his poetry on there and stuff. And it was really a shock when I found out he made his transition. So, you know, condolences to his family. And, you know, he's an ancestor now, so he's definitely overseeing this right now as we speak. Excuse me.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate the kind words. I'm sure that, you know, people who know him who have revered him can definitely appreciate the sentiments. He definitely was an individual who showed people in the poetry world that poetry
right.
was not the only stop. You can do more. You can be more. He definitely has inspired
yeah.
many of us, and he's definitely an individual worth looking up. If people do not know him, check out his work. Check him out as an actor and
Absolutely.
A poet. Man was a profound individual, and it
Absolutely.
Was sad to find
For
out
real.
What
yeah.
happened. So, yeah, definitely
yeah,
thanks for
it was
shouting him out,
It
man.
Was devastating. It was devastating, very devastating to me, man. So it's like, yeah.
Mm.
But anyway, real quickly, I just want to give a plug real quickly to my poetry venue here in L.A., Spellcast Open Mic Expressions, we're online, we're on Zoom. And our next show will be April the 10th, so that's in 2 weeks. Hope you guys come through. And this March, you know, it occurred to me that this is the 6th anniversary of The Vibe. So I'm really contemplating, no promises, but I'm really contemplating doing a reunion with all the all of my former co-hosts. So let me think about
oh,
that.
Shit.
Right?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You know I was going to go down. Right? We're talking about everybody going down.
Be careful.
Stuff, but, yeah. It's going to be chaotic, brother.
No, but that's
me.
A good
it's
thing, man.
Be
it's been long enough, man. It's been long enough, man. Y'all can make it work.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I'll keep you posted on that. But anyway, like I said, I'm still cast virtual open mic expression Saturday, April 10th. Hope you guys come through, and I'll put all that stuff in the event page. So without further ado,
Already, yeah.
let me get into this piece. I'm ready.
All right, let me press mute, and the mic is yours.
All right, thanks. We don't play with energy. We use it to our advantage all across the world because in this game, we play to win and survive. Ambience of thighs high going in deep. We are deeply creative. Movements of thoughts penetrating commentary oftentimes don't seem enough, because this isn't a mindless fuck, but a function, a great awakening. High on the spirit of God, never forsaking graciousness of your time, mind, and body, using it wisely. Direct ritual of my pen along with wordplay, creating conjugal musings with precise configurations. I channel energy of world warriors past in time and always on the grind. Persistence of passion, climbing higher, remembering moments of soothing temptations to make a difference with a love that's unbreakable. Bodies wrapped tightly, perspiration ensued, moaning rhythms in all positions. Ooh, we take it there. Intensity breaks barriers, imposing our will after hours in this excursion of togetherness. As my manhood soaks in your wetness, our oneness officially manifested in these troubling times. Reflecting hopeful thoughts, our climax is just the beginning, completing first take of a sacred exchange of energy. Both excited and terrified on what lies ahead, cuddling our future in relaxation of body heat. Discovering pheromones moving the senses overstood by the descendant, evolving and empowering the energy of life, replicating third eye observations of sensual conclusions as spirit impales the process of power, completing our rites of passage, a sensual mastery of conquered that'll never divide. And so it is.
I got to clear my throat on that one. I know damn well you're going to come through and do an erotic piece. I know damn well you did not come through here and do an erotic piece. You always come through with some social justice. I was not prepared. My man said, you know, you kind of floated into it a little bit. You know, you're talking about my pen and the wordplay, bodies wrapped tightly, intensity breaks barriers. But then my man said, manhood soaks in your wetness. I don't think I've ever heard Rob Poetry Morrow say shit about wetness, especially soaking in a woman's wetness. I just got to say, I got to commend you, brother. You just stepped out your lane. I wasn't ready.
No, brother. I do a lot of it. I do erotica. I don't do it as often as you do or other folks do, but I do erotica, trust me. And I got a signature erotica.
All right, we're going to say, don't correct me then.
If you behave yourself, I'll definitely bring it next time. But you got to behave yourself.
I ain't got to be the one to behave myself. It's the ladies. Listen, I'm good. I'm just going to laugh. But, you know, the ladies that hop in inboxes, that's what you got to worry about. That ain't my business. I'm just going to just, you know, laugh at what I do, you know. That's how I get down.
I hear you, brother.
Ready. For my man talking to me, you know, usually you hit the drums, you talk about, you know, oppression. My man said, manhood soaks in your wetness. I just wasn't prepared.
But one thing you need to really understand, and actually it's kind of funny because I want to ask you your advice because I'm contemplating doing this piece on Inspirational Factory because understanding that the sense of eroticism, it's not just simply the physical aspect, but it's more all the sensual and the spiritual. Sex is very spiritual.
Absolutely.
That's what I say in one of my the sexual exchange of energy. You know, that's where exchanging energy when we do intercourse. It's just that some folks, you know, don't really overstand on that level and stuff. It's just about fucking.
No, but that's we're leaving them behind. We ain't even got to include them in the conversation. We done already left them behind. Go ahead and finish.
Yeah, but basically that's something that, you know, I always, you know, institute my poetry is just, you know, goes beyond that. So, yeah, but, yeah, brother, I do poetry. I do erotica. So, yes,
I didn't even mad at you. I just wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready. That's all I'm saying, you know. You might do a whole lot of it. I just wasn't prepared for the soaking in the wetness. That's all. I'm just saying. But I appreciate you coming through and sharing the piece, man. It's always
all right, my brother.
Show,
appreciate
man.
It.
I look forward
definitely,
to your show
brother.
As well. Hopefully, I get a chance to come through, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. Please come through. Y'all have
all
a good one. Peace out. All right.
All righty. As my man Poetry Morrow in the building, getting his eroticism on, we're going to go to the next caller here. We got 506 on the line. If you're talking, you're Are you muted? Might be muted.
Oops, yes, I was muted. Sorry. It's Lady A. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Great show.
Alrighty. Thank you. Thank you very much. Is this your first time calling in?
No. No, I've called before. I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have a Facebook name that we could tag you in? Because my vent page hostess likes to post people. Do you have a name, or is that the name you go by, Lady A?
Well, my pen name is Lady A on my All Poetry account, but I go by Andrea Wheaton on Facebook.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm glad that you have enjoyed the show. Thank you for pressing one so that you can spit your piece. Speaking of that, were you familiar with any of the poets that we talked about that passed away, or you have anything you want to add to the show itself before you spit your piece?
I was learning about that. No, I was not familiar with the poets that have gone on, but it was interesting to hear about them and to hear the other poets praise them like they did. And I'm sorry for the loss in the community of poets.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. It definitely was, it hit some of us because we knew those guys, obviously, but, you know, some of those individuals,
mm-hmm.
like Grant, was an inspiration, just the people who hadn't met him because of what he was able to achieve when he started out, obviously, as a poet. So, you know, if you come into the poetry game and see a guy who has been able to get into it in a place where he can build on top of that, well, you know, that definitely inspires others. But, you know, I thank you for coming through to the show. So if you have a piece, I'm just going to let you get to
that.
I'm going to press mute.
Yeah, I have. I wasn't sure what to read, but I've decided on this. It's called His Braids, and I have a. Well, I'll just read it, and you can see. It's called His Braids. Once proud,
okay.
Strong,
press
decisive.
Mute, and the mic is yours.
Okay, sorry. Once proud, strong, decisive, rode bareback on their ponies. Into wars with other nations, protected land, women, and children. Faces painted, braids plaited, armed with bow and arrow, echoes heard the white man wanted all their good land. They rode their painted ponies into battles with white ponies, with white phonies. Arrows had no power over guns and gunpowder. Duped by beads and mirrors, liquor, lies, and promises, signed treaties with the white man to steal the ground they walked on. Proud braves then cut their braids, forced to conform to white man's ways. They lost power, pride, and culture. They lost hope for any future. Just as Samson cut his hair, he became weak and filled with despair. First Nations fell to their knees. No one heard their pleas. Today their braids have grown, now empowered by spirit blood. The ancients whisper strength, blow pride into their lungs. Long black hair and braids, Indian boy dances to the drums. Braids, power, strength, and courage of the ancients watching with assurance. End poem.
Ooh, the triggers. Faces painted. Look, there's obviously the history that goes along with that, the strength that goes along with that, the spiritual energy that goes along with the face painting. White man wanted all the good land. Ponies and white phonies, that right there. He said that the arrows had no power, obviously. There's so much here that triggers an individual who knows history to understand what really happened to the individuals who were first here, you know, calls out to me the Trail of Tears, obviously, which is a devastating story. And it's sad that, you know, there actually are people I've come across that are not familiar with the Trail of Tears at all.
Actually, I've written about that as well. If I disappear, my phone is dying, so I don't mean to. If I disappear, it's not on purpose.
I appreciate you for coming through and spitting this piece. I don't want your phone to hang up before we can get you. But I just want to thank you again for coming through to the show. I'm glad that you have enjoyed it and that you felt compelled to spit a piece like that. And hopefully you'll come back again.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we got poets from Canada in the building. Come on, y'all. Amen, Walls. So we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 469 in the building.
Hey, yo, what's good? What's good, man? This is your boy, MD Live.
Hey, man, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, just enjoying the show, man. Just sitting back enjoying the show. And right when you came on, my brother, I was just getting ready to pour out a drink for a poet known as Rage Almighty, man. So I have to take a sip.
Rage Almighty, brother. Look here, people, if you don't know about Rage Almighty, passed away. Man, that dude there. Especially
hey, my brother.
Dallas-Fort Worth area, if y'all don't know. That's where I come from. I grew up in this area, so I'm familiar with the cap against that man.
I didn't know this man before he passed, but a friend of mine knew him very well. And so she hit me up. She was like, hey, you write poetry, Rage passed. And I was like, let me go look up who this cat is. And so I looked him up, and, man, the dude is fire. His spoken word is
that
fire.
Woo! Rage is cold-blooded, I'm trying to tell you. Like,
oh, yeah, man.
Definitely y'all need to look that man up. But let me get to your name again. So do you have is that your Facebook name or?
Oh, yeah, that's my Facebook name. My real name is Anthony, but I go by MD Live. That is I forgot what it's called, but MD Live stands for something. And it stands for Masterfully Designed with Love, Integrity, Vulnerability, and Empowerment.
Already. I like that. Say, if you get a chance, man, put your connect on the event page if you can see the event page. Connect yourself on there so people can connect with you.
I'm getting ready to start a show that I'm gonna be doing on YouTube called MD Live Spotlight, and my man Rage Almighty, I'm gonna definitely have to put him on the spotlight.
Absolutely. He definitely deserves it. At all points of his career, you know, whether he's here or not, that man definitely had a lot of poetry worth listening to forever and a day. So definitely thank you for shouting him out, man. So without further ado, I'm going to let you get to your piece, man, let you do what you came to do. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right, man. Well, this piece here, it started out as one piece, but when I presented it, it became a full-part poem, and everybody wanted more, so it ended up became a 38-part series. I wanted to reintroduce this part, and it's called My Best Friend. This is part one of My Best Friend. Years ago, I met somebody with the same last name as me. From that day forward, we had a bond. When she moved away, I was crushed. Years later, she reached out to me. We swapped stories for the moment. I told her that I had gotten married. She replied, so did she. My marriage was happy, but hers was very tragic. 2 years after she got married, her husband gave her HIV. She told me, please don't cry. She said she was strong and would carry on. She said when God was ready, he would definitely call her home. As time passed on, she was hit yet again. Stage 4 breast cancer with at least a year to live. When she told me that, I broke down in tears. I never told my wife it was a secret that I wanted to carry for years. the last time we spoke, though. She said, I'm tired of fighting and I want to give up. These diseases are killing me. And then she asked, what would I say if she beat them to the punch? When I was talking, I could hear the hammer of a gun click. Then there was a loud pop. Silence. She was no longer speaking, and I started tripping. I could hear some faint breathing, though. Then a scared voice spoke and said, I'm sorry. She is gone. Then all of a sudden, I heard the sound of the phone hang up. I just sat there for a while, listening to the dial in peace to be continued next time. This is your boy, MD Live.
Whoa. Whoa, that is heavy. That is heavy. Man,
yeah, man,
right there, brother. Oh, shit.
I got a lot of people that have responded to this.
I can see how you can continue that piece. I can see how.
And, man, I got a lot of response for us. So I just wanted to bring it back to new audience. Some of your people are listening tonight. They heard the whole story. Like I said, it was just this one poem. And then once I read it, people wanted to know what was next. So I was like, let me write something to continue this. And
right.
I'm known as the cliffhanger because each one of these pieces leave you wanting to know what happened next.
Right.
And,
bro,
it is
38 pieces here.
Yeah. Well, the last time I finished it on Drift of Mike Cormonology, it was at 38 pieces. But now it's at 173 pieces.
Jeez.
So I had to
continue. You did some writing there, brother. You're doing some writing
and
there.
It's
reminiscent to me. I don't know if you're familiar with Eric Robeson.
Eric Robeson
has a song called She. Have you seen the video?
Now, I haven't seen the video, but my son plays the song. You know, when me and him is in the car, that's like one of his, that's his go-to song whenever he really want to talk but don't know how to talk to me.
You should check out that video, bro, because this is giving me the energy of that particular video. You should definitely check that out, man. I appreciate you coming through and showing love to the show and spitting this piece. What I enjoy about Renaissance Poetry is people come through and spit what they want, regardless of what they've been hearing. I'm very glad that you felt compelled to still do this piece, regardless of all the poetry.
I wanted to bring this piece back, and like next week I want to bring you part two. And so forth,
All right.
I definitely want to get this piece out there so people can hear and they know who I am. They know, hey, this man
okay.
him, that's why they call him the cliffhanger.
Okay. Well, yeah, I definitely appreciate that, man. Come back. Well, we do every other Friday, so if you connect with me, I'll make sure that you get a tag or an invite so that you can come back and
oh, yes, most definitely, man.
Already. Appreciate you, man.
I love it.
All right. Already. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 410. Before I pull up, man. So it's 10:37 my time, 11:37 in Eastern Standard Time. What's going to happen in about 20 minutes or so is if you're listening on a computer, that's going to be the end of your show. If we have enough callers, we will go into overtime and we will continue the show with the people who have pressed one. If the show just continues up until the end point, which is 20 minutes from now, we'll end the show. Everything's all good. And everybody who's listening, that's the show you will hear. If we go into overtime and you're listening on a computer, your show will end. We will continue on the phone. So if you want to continue listening, you want to call in to 319-527-6300. You want to do that before the next hour mark, just to let you guys know. But we're going to continue on with the show. We have about 4 or 5 callers left, so we may or may not make it to 11. We may go a little bit further, depends on who presses one after this point. We have 410 on the mic.
Hey, Keith, this is Jody Rain. How are you?
Hey, how are you? How are you? Been a minute since you've been on the show.
I know. You know, I've been in the middle of moving, so this was a nice little break from unpacking.
How's all that going for you?
Yeah, it's going. It's definitely going.
I appreciate you taking the time in the midst of all of that to come on the show.
But I could put together a bed and listen to the show at the same time. So it's been good. It's been a nice little break.
Look at this. Multitasking. You know, multitasking. I'm mad at that shit.
You got to do what you got to do, right?
Appreciate it.
But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. I appreciate you giving a shout out to Sly. You already know we exchanged words earlier. He was just an amazing human being. So he's thoroughly missed. And, you know, I like to give flowers while they're still here. So I want to give a small shout out to Mimi. I'm meeting her goal today. Most people that are following her know what that is. But I just wanted to recognize her and congratulate her on meeting that goal because it's a tremendous feat and she's really put in the work. So congratulations, Mimi.
Absolutely, and she's not just, you know, she's going above and beyond. Like she's inspiring the hell out of a lot of us. She's putting in work to get to that goal. And like she said, she actually surpassed her goal, which was dope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you know, this is definitely a testament to anybody who's paying attention. If you put in the work, you can reach those goals, and she's definitely put in the work. So very proud of her in that moment. Thank you for bringing that up. She definitely is inspiration to a lot of people out there.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm
ready
whenever you
want. I know what you came to do. So
I don't have no honey pots over here.
I saw what you posted. Really, you gonna put my man inside?
Listen, I'm just
following
your cues.
I'm glad you didn't find what it would have actually with the head stuck in the jar.
I was looking.
I said y'all cold blooded, boy. Y'all cold blooded, but it's all good. I set myself up for it. It's all good. But yeah, I'm gonna press mute. The mic is yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you. There's an authenticity that resides in her smile. While her eyes tell stories of past lifetimes, see, there's an insidious way in her hips, and her deepest desires are fathomless. She recognizes and owns her vulnerabilities. She strategically tucks them in the depths of each of her layers, waiting for whoever he will be to finger the space between her hide and seek. She is articulate in speech. Her body language is emphatically inviting. She is the epitome of softness. Consequently, her presence is peaceful. She embodies strength, yet she remains pliable. Often she grows tired of this loud world and the demands of her life. She remains deeply intrigued, knowing surrender could be her refuge, blindfolded and collared for his delectation, where bondage is freedom and lust trickles upon flesh and pain is ultimately pleasure and anticipation is orgasmic, and guttural whispers dominate, and obedience is not an option. As she plays with the idea and wonders how it would taste, she wonders how it would feel to lick the commands from his lips, to be owned by him, and peace. Did I lose you? Did we lose you again? Are you there? I hear something. I can't hear you. Is it me? Are you there, Keith? Oh, okay. Now I can hear you. I couldn't say delegation for nothing. I can't hear you, though. You're breaking up pretty bad. It might be me. I can't hear you. I'll just fall back. I can't. They're breaking up, so I don't know if it's me or if it's you, so I'll just fall back. I appreciate the time. I can kind of hear you moving around, Keith, but I can't really hear you.
Wait a minute. I think we got something here.
Okay.
You there?
Houston.
Yeah, all right. I don't know what that was.
You sounded like you was underwater a little bit. You sounded like you were underwater.
It was sounding like I was talking to a robot on my end, so I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Do you have an Android or an iPhone?
Do you have an Android? It happens to me sometimes too. I have an Android. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Now I
know
what it sounds like.
Maybe you just came through and fried the mic that badly. I don't know what happened.
No, because I can't even talk over here. I was stumbling over the whole piece, but that's all right. I'll take it.
No. I heard something being caught on them lips over there. So something was going on in that piece. But yeah. That's what I was trying to say earlier. I can't, you have to expect me to recite all the nastiness in that piece, but yeah. We already know that how you get down, so anybody who's listened to you before was ready. I was ready this time. First time I ever heard you, you got me. I was ready this time. I was ready.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you were buckled up. But this was mild. This was mild for me. This was mild for me, right? This was mild.
You always say that. But sapiosexual stuff don't have to be overt. You can reach where it reaches just by being clever. It don't have to be overt. But yeah, I appreciate you as always. Coming through and showing love.
I hope that you continue
to finish up your move and hope all that works out for you. And you're able to chill out real soon.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Have a good night. I'll be on. Have a good one.
Alrighty. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 216. 216 on the mic.
I usually don't be this late. But, I'm here. And
you're here.
I'm here because I got here late. I didn't know it was that late. I lost track of time, just like I lost track of my age. I was on Facebook telling everybody I was turning 74 yesterday. And my girlfriend called me up. She said, look, you are not going to be making me older than what I am. She said, you are only 73. I said, oh, wow. I said, no. She said, yes. Can you count? He said, now you subtract 1948 from 2021 and you see what you come up with. I said, oh, my God.
Hey, mama, there's 30-year-olds doing that right now. It's 30-year-olds saying they're 33 and they forgot they was 32. Like, you ain't – don't even worry about it. We out here messing up too, mama. We out here messing up.
I'm making age older than what I was, but I had a beautiful birthday. I mean, I'll thank everybody because I know some of the people that's listening, they really hit my Cash App up, and I went out and I ate up everything I could find on the menu, and I had a great time. So they sent me so much money, I was able to treat two of my friends to go with me and pay for theirs too. That's how much money they sent me to go eat with. So
yeah, that's what's up.
And
I think I saw that post. But
yeah.
Glad you were able to eat good. Happy birthday
time to
you once again. I'm glad that you know, are here to share your poetry with us and have another rotation around the sun with us.
I want to know what happened to your co-host. I didn't hear nothing. I came in here late, so where's your co-host? Where's my daughter?
Oh, well, yeah, the hurricane has come down with a allergy situation. The allergies out there in San Antonio have, incapacitated her. She cannot do anything. She has a horrible headache, all these different things that came along with it. So we got Taraji on the event page, though, if you hadn't seen. Sister Taraji doing her thing. But, yeah, Kimbrella's just, she's down and out right now. Hopefully she's getting some rest. Hopefully she's not listening. Kimbrella, go to sleep.
Okay. Well, we'll be praying for her. That's my baby. I love her. And Taraji, that was an awesome tape. I heard it before. That's one of her tracks that she did. And it's well done. And I really enjoyed that. So
absolutely,
thank you.
Absolutely. She's cold-blooded.
Yes, she is. She always has been. I don't know why you gotta pull her out of the bushes. You gotta get a stick and beat the bushes to get her out the bushes.
Look, we trying to get her. Mama. We trying to get her. She's coming along though. She's coming along, but
I love her.
Well,
anyway, this piece I'm gonna do is about people that be in your life and they don't know that you changed. So when you get back around them, they still singing the same tune that you didn't stop singing. You ain't even dancing to that no more. I mean, you didn't grew and outgrew and just went on about your business, and they still doing the same shit and talking the same shit, talking to you the same way. So the name of this piece is Shadows in the Corners. Now, say I come
and the mic is yours, Mama.
Yeah.
Before you get started, let me press mute. Mic is yours. I don't want to talk over you. I want no mistakes here. I don't want you to hit my inbox, cuss me out because I was talking over you. So I'm going to press mute.
Oh, I don't do you like that. Now, you know I don't do you like that.
I know. I'm just teasing.
Now.
I'm just teasing, Bob.
Okay, no. I always respect you and love you. You're my baby. Don't even play
all
like
right.
that. Okay, here we go. Shadows and Corners. You never talk directly. You hit all around. You talk to the ways of my old days. You comment on what my friends say, what my new friends write on my page. Yet you say nothing to the new spirit of me, nor speak in the tones that I can hear you clearly. You are ghosting all in the background of my life, while I now know loudly on sheets. I vent at events. I am screaming and yelling in ink, whilst like lugs, you're only dropping links. I am spitting words out like mushroom spores. You talk between the lines and under sheets. You stay in the background, adding tits for tats. You're a smell telling old tales with old facts, secreting sublimely slime in human ears. I have captured these souls already. I have deposited positive discharge in their ears. Let's just say I came in their ears. They have come and overcome like after the rain, the mushrooms magically appear. My words discern and grow rapidly amongst the willing whose guts need fulfilling, whose thoughts need cleansing, those who need to put a safety lock on a memory bank as you access their think tanks. And for you who want to use my past against me as to rob me of my future, well, with that blissful kiss I left on ears during my years, even though I was squeezed at the bottom insightfully, I could see far from where I stood. So to all the silly rabbits, I say, trick, still no good. In peace.
Go on and tell them about theyself, mama. Go on and tell them about theyself, silly rabbits. Look, I need you to go back to this, because I don't even want to say it. Like, I just need you to repeat it for me. So this line here where you said, positive discharge in their ears. Can you just give me that? Just give me that again.
Okay, I've kept the souls already. I've already deposited positive discharge in their ears. Let's just say I came in their ears.
Oh, my gosh. Look, you're just living up to the nicknames right now. Gangsta Granny. Coming through with the pieces tonight. Oh, I love your pen. I thank you for coming through with that piece. I always love hearing you come through with stuff like that, and the silly rabbits. That's your line, the silly rabbits. Like, I've heard you say that many times, but you let these motherfuckers know about themselves.
Yeah, I like that part where it said, I can see far from where I stood. See?
Right.
People think they can get away with stuff, and they try the same old trick that they used to pull back in the old days. When I just said silly rabbit, I say trick, still no good.
Right, you've been here before. You didn't see the tricks. You already know the tricks.
Right.
You ain't tricking me with the tricks I used to trick with.
And the trick still ain't no good. Elmer Fudd on the cartoon used to say that silly rabbit trick no good.
Yeah, look at it. She just brought up Elmer Fudd. Let me tell y'all something, people. I'm going to stop right there. I appreciate you coming through, Mama. I love when you come through the show. I love your energy. I thank you again for, you know, being one of the first people to embrace me as a poet. And, you know, as an individual, we had a lot of conversations. You know, I'm just grateful for you as a human being. And I just thank you for who you are in poetry. I thank you for how you encourage us all in poetry and how you continue to do your thing in poetry. That in itself is very encouraging. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming through to the show and being who you are.
All right. Don't make me cry. Thank you so much, my son. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Wow. That's
indeed.
Beautiful. I felt your heart. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we had Mama O in the building, so I'm going to go to the next caller here. We are, again, close to the break, people. So we have several callers going into it, so we will be going into overtime. If you are listening on the computer, you have about 2 minutes to call in to the number 319-527-6300 if you want to continue listening to the show. If not, thank you guys for listening. I'm grateful that you came through to listen to the show, and I hope that you come back again in a couple of weeks. We go to the next caller here. We have 937.
Good
937
evening.
In the building. Good evening.
Good evening.
How have you enjoyed the show tonight?
Oh, the show has been really good. Broad spectrum of poets has come on with
all different genres, lots of contribute. So yeah, definitely where I need to be tonight.
Already. I appreciate you as always for coming through, but I know who you are, but why don't you let the listening world know who you are?
Well, it depends on how they know me. It's Adrienne Simone, also known as Chica Brown.
Already. So, with that being said, I know you came through with a piece, but did you have anything that you wanted to add to any of the other poets that may have talked about who were lost or anything, or you just want to go straight into your piece?
Well, I don't want to hold up too long, so I'll just go straight into my piece. But I did get an opportunity to speak a few times with a brother named Fly. Just he had messaged me to kind of mentor me about a poem that I had posted one time and got to interact with him. So it's very unfortunate to hear that he's been at a loss.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for that. He was definitely that kind of person, so appreciate that. So, without further ado, I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Reciprocity. Sometimes I play with my pussy, and sometimes she plays with me. Like that one time she was flexing and ripping, self-moisturizing like a self-cleaning oven. I mean, she was hot, baking, ready for the bend me over the end of the couch arm and fuck me taking. She had the wet. I hope this wet spot on my sheets dried fast, kind of wet. She was in expectation and wanted because the picture popped up on my iPhone screen. Sometimes I play with my pussy and sometimes my pussy plays with me. Like that time you were speaking and walked up closely behind me and spoke into my neck. And she picked up the signal like a whore getting picked up for sex. Pussy wanted to be next. To be the nastiest bitch of your fantasies and deepest desires. And when you hear me say, Jacaris, then exhale and set pussy on fire. I'll blow jobs on your bitch if pussy needs to retire. Though I personally understand that she highly aspires to climb up on your dick ladder, the co-CEO of your lingo company, but still wants to work late nights and early mornings, being nasty as she wanna be. I play with my pussy sometimes when I hear a rumble of hunger that starts in my head and travels down my spine. I hear, feed me, see more, but that voice ain't mine. That's pussy demanding that I provide her with the man of her dreams, so he can paint a starry night cold on her walls, call him the Dick Da Vinci of cream. Sometimes I play with my pussy, and sometimes my pussy plays with me. I'm an independent thinking woman, but pussy don't even try, because when you say jump, pussy says how high. And when you say high as you can get, they can make that pussy fly. My pussy becomes a cloud, and she rains down on you sweetly, my guy. Sometimes I play with my pussy, and sometimes she plays with me. Sometimes I play with my pussy, and sometimes she don't want to play. She says, don't touch me. Call that man and tell him we need him to come fuck me. In peace.
Well, damn. Shit. There's a lot in this piece that I think is very, very clever. And a lot of people get caught up on words here, but the way that you use, you know, your words, self-moisturizing like a self-cleaning oven, she was hot. There's a line that, you know, because I love art, where you came across and you used the starry night and Da Vinci. You said the starry night on her walls and the Dick Da Vinci of cream. A lot of people don't understand how that's not as easy as it sounds to incorporate, you know, cleverness into eroticism. And a lot of people get caught up on the overtness of a word, but you literally took the word pussy and gave it a life, gave it a personage. This is a person you were talking about. I loved how you were able to do that and paint this particular picture the way you did. This is a skill that most people don't have, but I enjoy the way that you convey your pieces. Thank you for coming through with a piece like that. That was dope.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Adrian Simone, Sugar Brown, coming through with a piece. Not just a piece. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 646 on the line.
Good evening. Well, good morning now.
Just one of those hours, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Somewhere in the world.
Already. So
I'm enjoying the show, for sure.
Appreciate that. Let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
Joseph Nathaniel King Jr.
Already. I'm glad that you've enjoyed the show, man. I don't think you were able to make it last time. I appreciate you coming through this time, man.
Yes, sir. I always want to bring my best, and sometimes when I can't bring my best, I'm going to make an appointment to just come and chill and listen.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So I'm glad you've enjoyed the show. I know you said you come through with a piece with your best shit, so I'm going to let you get to your best shit. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Appreciate it. This piece is called A Letter from My Sister. You ever had that relationship with your sister and she's like a mother to you, and well, mom's not around or auntie's not around, grandma's not around, it's sister. So to make a long story short, I haven't seen her for a few weeks, so I said, let me get out of my little depression because she's been trying to call me and I didn't respond because I was just going through my dude mood. So I went over to check on her, and I have a key, so I opened the door. And I was calling her name. I'm like, Harriet, where you at? Where you at? I'm home, you know, little bro is here. And I go to the kitchen and I see a letter. And she's like, you know, to my little brother. And she puts, I'm sorry. And so I go to the bedroom and it hasn't been touched. It looks like she has left town, but so I go back to the letter and it reads to my brother, my loving brother, the one that is a foundation to my heart, the one that was birthed from the same womb as. And then I skipped some parts, and I got to the last paragraph, and it says, I'm going to miss you. I'm sorry, but I can't hold on. And the first thing that began to happen was my emotions began to take over my vision, and paper I was reading became breaking up like shredded leaves from the fall, and my voice began to get weak, and I just dropped, not even feeling that I'm falling to my knees without realizing I'm falling to my knees. And the first thing that comes out of my mouth was, I'm sorry I wasn't available when you called. And I hope you know that even though you love, I hope you know that I loved you and I always will, and this moment that I'm experiencing, I will never do what you did because I don't want no one else to read the same letter that I read from you and experience this because I wouldn't do it to my enemy. And peace.
Bruh, you all right over there? You good?
Yes, sir.
This has been like,
yes, sir.
Is that performance piece, or you was like, all right, man. I don't know if I need to call
it's
somebody.
It's a performance piece. It's a
okay,
performance
all right,
piece.
Man. Shit. I had to make sure. I'm like, shit. I'm like, shit.
I did lose my sister. Her name was Harriet, but she passed on delivery when I was about maybe 12 years ago. So, you know, sometimes
okay.
I think about
all
that. Right. So I said I want to do something that's kind of on my heart, you know.
All right. Next time, Warner Brothers next time. I was like, we need to do an intervention. But okay, you know. I was going to tell you that, you know, you took it to the bottom of the ocean on that one there, brother. I wasn't ready. I didn't know it was a performance piece for a minute there. And you surprised me.
Ready.
I'm going to start calling you Aquaman and shit, man. I wasn't ready for that shit.
Yeah,
just went too deep for me. I wasn't ready.
Time to time I do stuff like that.
I'm ready, man. I appreciate you coming through with the performance piece, man. You got me on that one, bro. I don't even know what to say. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this. Is he all right? Do we need to do intervention? We need to call support? I know, but
I'm all right. To God be the glory. I just, you know, always want to be. I just don't want to be lyric or high energy. Sometimes I want to get what hits from the inside. That especially as men, we don't like to show. And so I want to show the world that I'm human. I cry. I feel pain. I have an expression and. And I'm just not always Optimus Prime.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. We all got feelings. As men, we cannot be embarrassed to show that side of ourselves. So, you know, I thank you for having the courage to come through and be in peace. And again, I appreciate you coming through, man. Hope to see you next time. Thank you again for coming through. Sit you on the proverbial couch. We'll go to the next caller. But again, I appreciate you for coming through and showing love to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Alrighty. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 317. Not 317, 917. He didn't tell me y'all, people. We got 917 on the mic.
Peace, what's up, my people? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to live. Who we have on the mic?
This is Honest Dave.
Already. You have a Facebook page?
Yeah, I have a couple of Facebook pages. Sometimes people lose count.
What,
I have a fan
page
that's
you like
Honest
Dave. Honest Dave?
I have a fan page, Honest Dave. And I have another page. Called Truth Commission Movement. And you can find me on Facebook. My government name, Abraham Benjamin, on Facebook. I'm also on IG and Twitter.
Well, if you can see the event page that you're attached to for the show, if you want to post any of that information so people can connect with you, please do so. We definitely encourage anyone who comes through to the show to promote themselves, promote whatever they have, books, pages, what have you. Put it on the event page so people connect with you. I thank you for coming to the show, man. Have you enjoyed the show so far?
It's definitely been an experience. All the poets I've heard so far. And, some of the powerful pieces, including some of the erotic pieces that made me drop my phone a couple of times. I had to do a lot of rewinding in my head of some quotables, but like, I had to never pick up my phone back up. But I'm
right.
Good now.
I get you, man. Look, you gotta, you know, imagine what it's like for me as a host. I got to be composed and shit and just, you know, say what I got to say about the piece, you know, y'all. And people acting the fool with it, but, I see.
It's been a great show so far. I've definitely been loving it.
All right, man, I appreciate that. So what I'm going to do is let you go ahead and get to your piece. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
All right. I've been thinking about my mom a lot recently, and this is one of the pieces I wrote specifically on her birthday a couple of years ago. It's called I Remember When. I remember when I was barely 4, and Mama was on the phone a lot by the windowsill, with me playing on the floor in the living room, her talking to neighbors, my aunties, uncles, you know, about daily rigmarole with gossip and how Daddy should have been around more. And he went out in the morning for groceries and not coming back till 10 at night when the store was just around the corner. 5 years later, I remember when I was about 9. I used to take the bus with Mama, running errands and visiting family and friends around town while riding with her needles and yarn when it came to crochet, and no one put it down better. 3 years later, I remember when I was about 12 while playing some b-ball with a friend after school one afternoon and junior high outside on court till it got dark. It wasn't until he went home I realized my half-fare bus pass didn't have the other half of the bus. So it got colder, so cold, and had to call Mama to come get me because the piss was being frozen out of me. 1 year later, I remember when, at 13 years old, there was a time I wouldn't eat much. I had reverse tapeworm appetite, ribs were elbowing my stomach in a hunger fit. But you knew what was to come from this neglect. Side effect, I could barely walk around. You brought me to the nearest ER to get treated for severe dehydration, giving me a wake-up call I just couldn't ignore, and lesson learned. You saved me. As I continued to grow older and wiser, so did you. Heeded your iodine advice and peroxide warnings preventing mental and emotional wounds you saw coming miles away. Got my GED off strength. You believed in me to be a better man in the making. My point for going down this lane of unlocked memories is to give thanks and to show no scrape the iceberg of cold winter nights, no heat, sleeping on couch cushions as pillows, barely a loaf of bread to eat, broke fridge, but never let me go hungry, love in return. This peace is the peace in my heart. With your Caribbean blood in my veins, keeping it pumping, the footprints of your legacy in the flesh that will carry this Mama nostalgia to your future descendants. Discipline them with the aura of your tongue. I shall never forget the times you still say, life ain't the beard of roses. And I understand that better now, days as a man, because if it was, you would be the mother nature of all gardens to learn, grow from. This society needs. That's the end of that piece.
Oh, y'all coming through, dropping the heavy, heavy. Woo, brother. Man, when you wrote that with that piece, was it like right after, or was it like it took you some time to write that piece?
At the time, I was thinking that a birthday was coming up, and one of the things. I've gotten the things for a birthday before. Well, I wanted to make it a bit different. So what I did for a birthday that particular year is I actually did a featured set for her on her birthday right there in the living room. And that was one of the pieces I specifically wrote for her.
That's beautiful, brother. That's beautiful. So here we got brothers coming on here tonight showing the vulnerable sides. And, man, you know, we don't get that a lot on a lot of poetry shows, man. So I appreciate you having the courage to come through and show that to us, give us a piece like that, man. I was enthralled listening to everything you said. There was a lot of reminiscing there. There was a lot of things that was nostalgic, even to me, because it reminded me of certain things from my parentage, my mother and my grandmother and things like that, man. So that piece there is definitely captivating. But man, I enjoyed, you know, hearing that piece as far as you coming from the place you were, man. So I thank you for coming through and spitting that piece and sharing it with us tonight.
Oh, it was definitely a pleasure. It's actually the actual piece can be found in, like, my first published book called Humble Beginnings. Because all my books are on Amazon and BarnesandNobles.com. Currently does have 3 out, Humble Beginnings, first one, Cussing a Curse at Worst Verse, and my last recent one back in 2014, A Spoken Soldier.
Okay.
So one last thing before I say, I'm definitely got to give a shout out to all our recent and past, I like to call them, like myself, spoken soldiers that have passed and fallen, especially the recent ones.
Right on.
You know?
Right on. Definitely, man. I appreciate you saying that. You know, we like saying we got to give flowers, you know, to the people while they're still here. But there is absolutely nothing wrong with showing love when they're not, man. So definitely thank you for saying that. It's been a tough year. It's been a tough couple of years, actually, when it comes to that. But, you know, all we can do is persevere, man, and keep trying to make the mark that they inspired us to make, man. So, you know, thanks again for coming through. Hope to catch you next next show.
I'll definitely keep posted. Poetry sister Kimberly Renee, she let me know about the show going down tonight. I thought that it's been a while since I've been on any BTR show. It's been a couple of years, you know. So I decided to, like, you know, I was free tonight. I was feeling like the spirit, and, like, I just wanted to just drop something, show some love to everybody.
Already, that's what we like, you know, when the spirit hits you, that's exactly what we want, that energy, that reciprocation, man, everything you received tonight, listening to the poets, you just gave it right back, man, so that's beautiful, appreciate you, man.
Most definitely, I'll see if I could come by next time, I'll keep posted on when the next show is, get back in the groove thing.
Already.
Online.
Already, you know. I already know Kim going to stay on you. If Kim send you invites, she going to keep sending them. Don't worry. You're going to get another one for the show. She don't be playing. You'll get another for the show. But All right, man. It's nice meeting you. I'll try to link up with you off the event page. I think Taraji tags you, whatever. But yeah, man, next show, hopefully, you know, come through, spit again.
Oh, most definitely. And a pleasure.
Already. All right, so we're coming down to about 30 minutes left in the show. We have 3 callers left. We're going to go to next caller. Here we have 424 on the mic.
What's going on, sir?
Man, I'm good. Let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
This is Anthony Arnold.
Already. I saw you put it on the post, but, you know, I need everybody to hear you. As well as Taraji, she can put your face on the vid page. You know, she do what she do. But I get cussed out in the inbox if I don't ask people their names. But, yeah, I appreciate you coming through again, man. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I've enjoyed it immensely. I got on right before Mimi did her thing, and I've been listening ever since. So, yeah, I've enjoyed everything I've heard. So, shouts out to all
That's
the folks that I didn't get to hear and the folks that I did get to hear. Y'all did y'all thing.
Right on. Actually, if you came to Mimi, you probably missed about 3 or 4 people. So you got pretty close to the beginning of the show, so it's not too bad as far as missing people. But I'm glad you enjoyed the show, man. It's been one of those nights. every show seems to be one of those nights. The poets come out and do whatever, you know, compels them. And, man, we've gotten a lot of different insights, man, a lot of different feelings, a lot of different emotions. And I've always enjoyed that about the show. So I'm glad you were able to continue to listen and that you felt compelled to spit as well and press one, man.
Yeah, because I hadn't planned on it. I was planning on just sitting back and listening, but I got that little tap on my shoulder that
Mike
wants to say something.
Already. That's what I like. When you get compelled during the show to press one. I have no problem with that, but since you're feeling compelled, I want to hold you up, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This is a piece I did back in 2017. If I remember correctly, I haven't performed it yet, so here we go. It's a piece called What If I Told You? What if I told you? Don't believe the hype that we aren't nothing, never been nothing, will never be nothing. That our men are lazy, our women trifling, children bad as hell. No use to anyone. What if I told you there is no justice for us? Murdered at will. Even when we are compliant, our actions are considered wrong. Playing with toys, asking for help, selling a CD, walking home with tea, listening to music coming home from a party. Existence is a death sentence. What if I told you our history speaks for itself? Soldier of Truth, Madam C.J. Walker, George Washington Carver, Dr. Charles Drew. Our people are invented. By any means necessary, Malcolm X, Dr. King, Medgar Evers, Kathleen Cleaver, Angela Davis, we are revolutionary. What if I told you all these things were true? Would you believe me? That's a piece.
That's a powerful piece right there, brother, man. Just listening to the words here, obviously, you know, there's a lot that people may not understand as you're going through the piece, but what caught me, we were talking about history, you know, speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. Sojourner Truth, Madam C.J. Walker, G.W. Carver, Dr. Charles Drew. What stuck out to me, the individual that popped in my mind as you were talking about it, especially when you said our people are inventive, was Lewis Latimer. He was one of the people that definitely inspired me as I, you know, grew up because of what he accomplished back in the 1800s. You know, whether the people are familiar with Lewis Latimer or not, we would not have the light bulbs you have today if you did not know, if it wasn't for him. The first light bulb that was invented only lasted about 30 minutes. He invented the filament that created the opportunity mm-hmm. for the light bulb to last for hours. So that's a, you know, individual that speaks to black excellence in a way of the individuals that you already named. And then, of course, you said by any means necessary, Malcolm X, you know, MLK, Medgar Evers, Kathleen Cleaver, Angela Davis, talked about the revolutionaries. There's something that I talked about recently that comes to mind about how when we had those particular leaders, there was always somebody that looked like us that was a part of the breakdown and the shakedown and the takedown of us in those positions. It's crazy, you know, going through your piece, how you know, you touched on all of these parts that made me think of all these other issues that happened in the black community. That's what's important to me about poetry, about the ability to make people think. You certainly made me think, man. So I like that piece, man. I appreciate you deciding to spit because you put me in a frame of mind to probably write something else tonight.
Hey, that's what I try and do. I try and put the stuff out there for you. It's not my job to tell you everything. It's to give you that little spark to make you say, well, let me go ahead and see exactly what he's talking about. So I enjoy it, and I'm glad it opened the spark in you this evening.
Right on. So
my job is done.
Already, and that's what we like to do, man. We like to inspire people at this particular show. We like to make people feel compelled, and, you know, that's what's up, man. So I'm glad that you pressed one and shared that piece with us, man.
It was a pleasure.
Already. As Anthony Arnold, I want to say you did share your book on the event page. Y'all check him out. He has put his credentials on the page. Not his credentials, but he put his information on the page so you can catch his book. And definitely check him out. And check him out on Facebook as well, Anthony Arnold. Again, I thank you for coming through tonight, man, and continue to do your thing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for the forum.
Indeed. Already. All right, so we're going to go to, we got two callers left. We're going to go to 501.
Hello.
Hello. Who do you have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
Man, this is Jess J, man. Man, I've been loving the show. It's been crazy. I know. Give it to me, man.
Hey, you know what it is, man. You know, I got to ask who it is now. You know, when my Vince Page people get mad at me, they want to connect you. We want to connect
right.
to the people on the event page. Got to ask.
All right. But I was totally unprepared, and I ran in just as raggedy as a guy can run in and want to do some poetry.
Hey, that's the best way sometimes, man. You're not even concerned about anything. You come through spit raggedy, you know you about that motherfucking poetry, partner. You come
right,
through raggedy,
right.
You got the poetry.
I like what you said better than what I said.
I ain't mad at you. Well, you said you enjoyed the show, man. I'm glad that you were able to listen. Were you able to listen to the whole show or a piece of the show?
You know what? I've been listening to the show for about a little bit over an hour. It's the counter on my what's the name? I don't even want to go away from my form, though.
Hey, don't do that. You know, you're already ragged.
Don't do that.
Lose all your shit, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Right. I'm sorry, Mr. Eric. Please don't have any dead air.
Yeah, no, we don't want none of that either. I don't. Well, you know, I'll have to be trying to fill it with the station identification later. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Play a song.
You know? Yeah.
This nigga that lost his
Tiffany
form.
Radio. You know, got my
right.
Got the CEO
that's
laughing.
Real
shit. He got the signature laugh, you know, for real. You know, we don't need for real to come through. And,
It will pull him out.
Fred gonna probably hit my inbox about that shit, but you know what? I don't even care. I'll be fucking with Fred. He's my boy. But
oh,
yeah, man, I appreciate you coming through.
He's been teaching me a lot about his poetry. That's for real.
Yeah. He's been doing it for a minute. I just look his laugh killed me. I'm sorry. I just every time.
Right.
But yeah, so
get that lawnmower.
I appreciate you coming through to the show. I'm glad you were able to listen to all this time. But I'm going to let you go ahead and get to your piece, so I'll hold you up because I don't want you to lose your place. So I'm going to press mute.
Yes, sir.
The mic is yours.
All right. I wrote this piece in June of last year. It was very hot. I live here in Arkansas. I'm about to go into my piece. This winter has been especially long and cold. It has frozen the tears and nipped the tips off of the toes. The wind that was once a fierce hawk now howls the howl of the desert eagle that blows through and through as though you were naked, although you are in your heaviest vestments. This is a tapestry etched in ice on clearance below zero and is fetching the constant price. It's a crying shame when a man says, I have ice in my veins. He must be going insane because he is saying I am in searing pain. The air is like metal and all exposed flesh is as a moist tongue. And every breath hardens the mucus in the lung. Foreboding crystal columns of impending doom wait patiently like sentinels hanging from fortresses of solitudes. Many woodland creatures who used to venture and whose offspring would frolic for joy in the spring rains shall not evermore as they lay peacefully in their sarcophaguses of ice and snow. Only black then gray separates the day from the night. These bitterly cold lessons are taught by a frosted finger that swarms as he cracks like a horde of mosquitoes until you are numb to the needles. To traverse in this type of cold, our minds revert to a more basic mode. Move forward. It's cold. Move forward. It's cold. Even the driveway can be a long, long road when the air is as still as steel and even time is locked in ice on these aurora borealis-less nights. In peace.
You'll hit us with some old really, really deep shit, huh? That's
I'll shoot
at night.
You.
I see. Yeah, I see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ice in the veins,
you know,
literally.
Literally. Hey, you know what, bro? What I like
literally.
About you, you like Michael Jordan with this. You got good poetry vision, man. I heard you when you was talking to the dude that read the performance piece. You recognized that for what it was. That's good vision, and then you was able to go ahead and get the best out of him, man. I'm really loving this go round with this poetry stuff, man. I've been doing this seriously for about a year, dude. I've been doing this seriously for about a year. I've been talking to a lot of people, man. I've been watching cats do their thing, man, and I'm able to pull little pieces from it. Like, wow, what type of mental state was he in when he went ahead and did this like this? Or why did he throw them with that word so that I can ticket it to go ahead and hit them little pings in the brain to go ahead and activate them little those serotonin and endorphins and all the rest of that type of stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to do this show for. I'm an individual who loves, you know, poetry. I love poetry. I love to hear it in different ways. But I'm a huge fan of metaphors. I love the play on words. But I also enjoy stories. I enjoy how people can convey whatever it is on their mind. So that's when it became really important for me to let people know that when it came to spit, that I wanted them to spit their best shit that they thought was their best shit, because the energy was what was important to me. So, like, just now, you came through and you spit, you know, you had a certain energy, you know. You were talking about only black, then gray separated the fray from the night. You know, you felt what you were saying. You know, you felt all those words, and, you know, it compelled us to listen. That's the kind of thing that, you know, we enjoy on this show, you know, and I'm glad that you were able to pick up on that, because that's important. The energy of the show is important. What people get from the show is important, and that's what people keep coming back for. So for you to pick up on
that,
man, it's important to me. my event page hostess is asking, is that the only name you have? Because, you know, you have a Facebook page with a different name, or what? Isn't that the name you have?
Oh, yeah, man. Me and my wife do art, man. It's black people, real black people. Me and my wife, we sit there and we do art, man. It's a beautiful thing. Black people need to see that. If y'all within earshot, y'all need to go to J&J Production Acrylic Arts after the show. J&J Productions Acrylic Arts on YouTube. Y'all will see me and my wife doing art. We be talking. I be messing with her. She be messing with me. And we just two black people that are showing that it's still possible for black people to have love.
Hey, man, that's what's up. If you are able to see the event page itself, just go there and put the link there as well. That gives us the opportunity, man, to not mess up the link, you know, put somebody else's name.
Yes, sir.
If you go to the Vivid page, post your stuff, man, let us check you out. Let us connect with you, man. I appreciate that.
Man, killer show, brother. Stay up.
Already. I appreciate you for coming through, man, and pressing one. Next couple of weeks, man, I hope to see you again.
Yes, sir.
Already. All right, so we have one caller left is going to end the show. Y'all know who it is. He's been the show killer for the past, three shows. Let everybody know who we're talking to tonight, man. Don't mess it up. Don't even mess it up. Don't mess it up.
My name is Marquise Williams. I'm just here to read a poem.
Really?
What's going on, brother?
I said don't mess it up, man. It's Keith the what?
He's the motherfucking notebook.
Thank you, man. Why are you playing? Why are you even playing? Why are you fucking with me right now? Keith, the motherfucking notebook. What's going down with you, brother, man? I appreciate you coming to the show. You at work, man?
Yeah, I already know where I am, man.
Yeah, I do. That's where it is for me. It's hard for me to get through, but.
But it doesn't matter.
I'm glad you made time tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, always, man. Like I said, I work by myself, so I ain't got nothing but time.
Already. Always at work, but nothing but time. I see you.
That's it, brother.
So you and you enjoyed the show tonight as well?
Yeah. Everything was cool, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to the
How much of this show?
To the brother that he said he's just been doing it for years. So shout out to him, because he really has something, you know what I mean?
Right on. He got the energy, too, you know what I'm saying? He got the energy with it. He's enthusiastic about it. He's feeling good about what he's doing. So that's definitely good to hear and see.
Yeah.
Got me sounding like a veteran and shit.
Right.
Shout out to everybody, I've been doing this for 20 years or some shit. But yeah.
You do your thing, brother.
Hey, I'm just glad that I fell in where I fell in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out to Kimberella. She's down with the allergy drinking, and I'm the same way. So Shout out to us with the allergy symptoms. So.
But speaking of her, I see her loving on shit on the event page. So she didn't walk her ass back up. She ain't getting no sleep, y'all. y'all need to inbox her and tell her to take her ass to sleep. She on the page, like, and she's probably listening to the show. got a headache killing her right now.
I think I accidentally woke her up early.
Oh, okay, it's on you then? It's on you?
Yeah, it's on me. My bad.
All right. I'll let off the hook there. It's Keith's fault.
Yeah, man.
Right, man, since you're about to end the show for us, I'm going to let
like
you go ahead and get to it and do what you do.
I feel like doing Billie Jean tonight.
Oh, shit. Now you're going to hit us with a classic. All right, well, I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. She tried to Billie Jean me. Pretended to have faith in her Biggie, but only wanted Nicki Minaj is like Queen Bee, but then the other John like an HBO special. Specializing in trying to pull wolves' clothes into a sheep's eyes when the shepherd of the flock always saw clearly through her disguise, which was the innocence of a relationship's demise. And at this point, well, I really don't give a shit, but she tried to Billie Jean me. Playing a game of back and forth with my emotions like Billie Jean King, blowing smoke up my art to ash, asking me nothing but reciprocity of what I gave, but mentally catfished by someone I've known half my life. And no, this just ain't some random chick. This is someone formerly known as my wife. She tried to Billie Jean me. We looked up disgust, she poured ashes on my self-esteem. She disenfranchised what I thought was a team. See, she wanted 2.5 men. She Charlie Sheen. She made a move to make Kenneth McGriff on a quick and supreme team. This chick tried to Billie Jean me. So my first thought was to grab my keys and beat it. Because Dirty Diana was a smooth criminal, the way she made me feel with no subliminal shit got bad. I thought the doggone girl was mine, not knowing this Beatle-ass nigga was hitting it the whole time. She tried to Billie Jean me. Think. I was once a thriller, but I had to step back and take a long look at the man in the mirror, and I realized I'm more than what she tried to make me out to be. She tried to Billie Jean me, but the paternity test said the kid is not my son. Peace.
Yo! This piece fucking kills me every time, bro. Like, damn. Let me go through some of this shit right here. I'm crying. My man said, she tried to Billie Jean me, pretended to have faith in her Biggie, but only wanted Nicki Minaj is like Queen B. Oh, shit. But that's not even where it gets deep. My man said, she tried to Billie Jean me. Playing a game of back and forth with my emotions like Billie Jean King. Hold on. Back and forth, tennis, Billie Jean King. But he wasn't done. Blowing smoke up my author ass. I ain't finna play because that's just, look. Blowing smoke up look, I'm not even gonna go there because author ass is not here no more. Then this man said, this right here made me bust out laughing, people. My man said, with looks of disgust, she poured acid on my self-esteem. She disenfranchised what I thought was a team. She wanted 2.5 men. She Charlie Sheen'd me. Look here. Cold fucking blooded, man. Oh, I love that shit. I love that piece, dog. That shit is cold blooded. That's cold. That's a cold blooded piece right there, man.
I appreciate you,
brother. I had to wipe my eyes on that shit. Damn. The Charlie Sheen me got me, bro. I busted out laughing literally. That shit's cold-blooded. Not knowing some Beatle-ass.
about the Beatles
in this mud, man.
You know the girl is mine, the Paul McCartney was the Beatles.
Yeah,
right?
The whole thing. Because, you know, yeah, the girl is mine. You know,
yeah.
The Beatle-ass, you know, Negro. That ain't what you said, but the Beatle-ass Negro hitting it the whole time. I caught all of that. The Girl Is Mine video popped in my head, you know. Then, of course, back to Billie Jean. You know, She's Not My Son. Yeah, He's Not My Son. Yeah, all of that. The whole yeah, piece is just it's a classic, man. That's a classic piece.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Man, I thank you for coming through the show. That's how you end the motherfucking show. You got me laughing and shit. That's how you end the show. But I'm laughing because it's that damn good. I ain't laughing because you do it just, you know, because sometimes I have laughed. I'm sorry, y'all. Some people come through with some shit that just make me laugh because it ain't that good. It's just, that's what it is in real life. But that shit was cold-blooded, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you having me, man.
Hey, I appreciate you coming through, man. I appreciate you coming through. So, end of the show again. You're basically coming a staple as the show killer, man. So, I hope you continue to come through to the show, man. I love hearing your pieces. I love hearing you do what you do, man. So, definitely appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Got to get the people what they want, brother.
All right. So, you're doing that easily. The people want more. They want wordplay. They want metaphors. You do that shit easily, man. So, already.
All right, man, I'm going to get back to doing absolutely nothing. Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, man, I appreciate you coming through again. You know, Keith's the Notebook, people. You know, check him out. My man does big things. Hopefully you get that venue back up. I look forward to coming through to whatever venue you have, man, seeing you in person again, kicking it with you, spitting a little poetry.
Oh, absolutely, man, absolutely. Everything starting to come around, but I'm still skeptical, but you know what I mean? But it's going to happen, though.
All righty. Shit, keep me posted, man. Keep us all posted.
All right, I got you. Peace, bro. All
right. So, people, you have listened to Keith the Notebook in the show. I'm thankful for you all listening tonight. I'm thankful that you guys enjoyed the show and got what you got out of it. I got a lot of feedback from people who have enjoyed the show and got something out of it, whether it was from a standpoint of wanting to write more poetry, a standpoint of wanting to spit poetry and pressing one, iron sharpening iron, whatever you got from the show. I'm thankful that you all came and continue to come to this show. This is being the 17th show that I've done since I came back, and I'm humbled by the fact that every show has gotten stronger and stronger. It really means a lot to me. It says a lot to what the brand has become, and I'm thankful. Thanks to all the poets who came through tonight. I'm really in a space because of all the energy you gave me, and I hope that you feel the reciprocation. We're going to go out with one of my favorite songs. Is a southern type of song, but, you know, it does what it does for me. It's called Swaggin'. I hope you guys enjoy. This is Epiphany Radio. This is Renaissance Poetry, and we out.
I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the feet, chrome pipes, chrome grill. Swang cock the wheel, hope my drink don't spill. Damn, I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the feet, I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the feet, chrome pipes, chrome grill. Swang cock the wheel, hope my drink don't spill. Damn.
I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Two fingers bending corners, the block stand still. Cops on my heels, but I'm beaten down still. Chrome on my legs for these jackets out to kill. Feet size to kill. It's magic how the paint pop the grill. Pop the clutch and squeal. Blaze chop like Kill Bill. Kill,
I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the feet, chrome pipes, chrome grill. Swang cock the wheel, hope my drink don't spill.
damn.
Grab my shells and roll up, triple stack my cups up. Jolly Ranchers and Xanax, my special potion cola. My cheeks feel like sofas, cup in my hand, no toasters. This drink don't smell, I'm focused. I slip, I bend, I smoke up, all in one motion. Doing 60, I'm floating, elbow out the window, I'm gloating. Riding in slow motion, my new car look like my old one.
I know.
Cherry red paint make the frame glow. Them gold flakes make it rainbow. When the sun hit it, it shine from every angle. Furry red dice dangle from the rear view of Pimp's Cathedral. Diamond in the back, the hard top is my halo. Let my sweet angel ride shotgun and chill. My music jam, I'm banging screw. Shout out to my Houston crew. Uncle Bun and Scarface, the reason why my car laced with a detachable Alpine face. 15s and loud bass, had to listen to Screw, right? First time I pull in, I had to use up two sprites. I swear I drove like all night under that Houston star laser. Rest in peace to the pimp and Big Mo, the ball, baby. The ball, baby. The ball, baby. The ball, baby.
I'ma show you how to twerk. I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the beat, chrome pipes, chrome grill. Swing top the wheel, hold my drink, don't spill. Damn, I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. 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 Chrome on the beat, chrome pipes, chrome grill. Swing top the
wheel. Glass 84s, gleaming under my ride. A summertime vibe, it's 1995. Back when DJ Screw had the city slowed down. 3 in the morning, drink was pouring eyes. Back to take you back to where you couldn't ride. Slam, cause the elbow killer come a tipping up the air. And catch a nigga slipping, then beat you for your shit. And put the bullet in your head, keeping your people sick. That's why I be tripping when I see him riding bows. I whisper to myself, boy, these niggas don't know. Flaked out, boat paint. They Hollywood hopping with French Santanas. The pop, those popping. Some 18 speakers, so it's no back.